Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking about wisdom from the Word this week. We've been hanging out in God's Word. I've just been sharing some of my favorite Bible verses that have spoken to me. And I'm going to share also some verses this week that have spoken to other people. And just want to encourage you, if you're not spending time regularly with God and His Word, you are missing out. I'm not saying it to condemn you. Romans chapter 8 verse 4 says, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, for now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yet the fact of the matter is that the enemy will do everything he can to keep you out of God's Word. And that's why this week I just want to keep it real simple, just share some scriptures that have spoken to me and given me hope when I have felt hopeless. And hopefully maybe we'll encourage you, share some verses later this week from people that I respect, and just randomly texted a few people and asked, what is your favorite verse? What has spoke to you during your life? And if you missed these first two programs, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can catch those two 14-minute programs. Maybe you want to develop a new habit. I know a lot of people like to listen to the podcast of the radio programs in the morning while they're getting ready. And so I want to encourage you to check that out. Or if you've been blessed by this ministry, I want to encourage you to make a donation to Hope Is Here. All donations are tax deductible. It's safe and secure online. Or if you're like me, I like to mail a check, old school. You can simply go to our website, make the check out to Hope Is Here Ministries, and there's a mailing address there. And all donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. We have a handful of people that are monthly supporters. And I really, really appreciate that. Maybe you're like, hey, you know, this is part of the blessing in my life, and I want to sign up to do that or send a check. I have three or four people that do it online every month, and I've got three or four actually send checks every month. So we're just so thankful for all those people, and thank you for helping make this ministry possible. And so we've been looking at different verses that God speaks to us, and, you know, one of the ones that just always I think about when evil, just bad things happen, is I think about Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph. You know, a lot of people, it's their favorite character in the Bible when they think about, you know, who's your favorite character in the Bible. I mean, Joseph, I mean, think about all this guy went through. At the age of 17, he was sold by his brothers. They were thinking about killing him. He was one of 12, and you know, part of he brought on himself, kind of sharing about this dream he had, of course, where he had this great, you know, vision where people, all the brothers are going to bow down to him. And eventually that became true, but nobody wants to hear their younger brother saying that to them. And then he was obviously his dad's favorite. And so anyway, winded up, at the age of 17, they were just like, we can't take this kid anymore, and they were going to kill him. But thank goodness and God's protection and provision, at the last moment, he was able to, he was sold as a slave. But they took some blood from a wild animal, and they took it back to their dad and said, hey, you know, somewhere Joseph's out, you know, and he got attacked by a wild animal. We're so sorry, Dad. And obviously, his dad just really, really grieved. But fast forward 13 years later, and it was true that the brothers were going to bow down before him because he was the second most powerful man in all the land. And the brothers were afraid that they would kill him, Joseph would have them killed because of what they had done to him 13 years earlier. And yet, I love what Joseph said in chapter 50 of Genesis, verse 20. He says, as for you, what you meant for evil against me, God has used for good to bring about this present outcome that many will be alive. And there had been a great famine, and Joseph had the wisdom to store up lots of food because God had told him that there was going to be a famine. And I'm so thankful that we have the Bible. This is in the first book of the Bible. People say, oh, the Bible's boring. If you read the book of Genesis, it is not boring, okay? Oh my goodness, but man, you think about Joseph, that he could forgive his 11 brothers. His dad had died. This was after his funeral, and Joseph was really tight with his dad, and as a guy that had a phenomenal relationship with my dad, I just can imagine that grief and pain that he went through. and been, you know, away from his dad those 13 years and wondering how he was. And of course his dad thought that Joseph was already dead. But Joseph, most people would have said, oh yeah, no, it's on now, paybacks, yeah, you guys are going to pay for what you did to me. But no, he said, what you meant for evil, God will use for good. And for somebody listening today, you need to hear that. You needed to hear that what was meant for evil by somebody else, that God is going to use for good. And maybe it's not many lives can be saved like it was in Joseph's case, but it's for one life. And I know that there's people listening. I've got a friend that, I mean, they're a regular listener, and they've been a great encouragement to me. But they can't drive, unfortunately, some health challenges. They don't have lots of money. They just live in a one-bedroom apartment. And by the world standards, you know, they don't have significance. And yet, 90% of the time, this person has an unbelievable attitude. And I have such great respect for them. And I can say to you is that they pray for this ministry. They'll text me occasionally when a program has really spoke to them on Hope is Here and just say, hey, that was a great program this morning. I needed to hear that. And then they tie to their church, but when they would get those stimulus checks, they would give some money out of that to this ministry. And then randomly they would just say they were led to sacrifice, even though they're on a fixed income, and say, hey, we're going to make a donation. I want to make a donation to Hope is Here. And I just was so humbled, and I'm so blessed. And yet sometimes that person says, you know, I feel like, you know, hey, I can't do anything because I can't go drive and help. I depend on people. And it's kind of funny, though, how the Lord has a sense of humor. She has been blessed with so many good friends and different ones that will come and pick her up, take her to the grocery store, take her to a Bible study, a couple friends that will take her out to eat. Maybe once a week, sometimes a second friend will do it, get out so she can get out a couple of times. And she said one of her neighbors one time said, man, you've got a lot of Uber drivers. That's amazing, all those Uber drivers. How long do you usually have to wait? And she just started laughing because she's never used Uber. She goes, oh, those are just friends of mine. And the neighbor is like, really? I'm like, wow, man, you're really blessed. And, you know, just sometimes we have to remember those things. And you know, a situation that was meant for evil in her life 20 years ago, God has used for good. And so many people have such respect for this precious lady because even though what was meant for evil, she's using for good, because so many of us just admire her life, that she keeps a great attitude. She trusts God. She quotes scripture all the time. She's a prayer warrior. She calls and checks on other people. That's her ministry. When she can, financially she does something, or she makes sacrifices and does that. It's amazing. And yet in the world's eyes, yeah, it doesn't look like that. But you know what? I really believe with all my heart, when this person gets to heaven someday, I'll be standing there and she'll be standing there, and God will say, hey, come on up here to her. And even though I've been blessed to have a small platform with this radio program and some of the other ministry opportunities God has given me, I really do believe that those are the people that God are just going to say, hey, come on up here. You're up front here. I want you to sit next to Jesus, because they did it humbly and behind the scenes. And I want to say to you, please, please, please don't buy into the lies that whatever's been meant for evil that God can't use for good. If you can just help and provide encouragement to one person each day, and I've shared this all the time here, I believe it's Proverbs 11:25. It's in Proverbs for sure, but it simply says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And one of the things that I've tried to grow and mature my faith over the last few years is on those days where, even though I'm usually a hopeful guy, where I'm just kind of discouraged or down and out, is try to reach out to somebody else. And there's always at least one person that has it worse than we do. And as I share all the time on here, I know that I know now, for doing ministry almost 20 years, that everybody is struggling with something. And usually, always, there's at least a handful of people we know that's struggling with something by far worse than anything that we're going on or dealing with in our lives. And just that phone call to call and say, hey, how are you doing? And just say, I'm going to listen, you know, for 10 minutes, just letting another person verbally vomit Have you ever heard that on the radio before? But you know, sometimes we do just need to have a verbal vomit, just get it out of our system. Now, we don't need to keep doing that and repeating that pain over and over. Satan will do that. But sometimes we just need 10 minutes for a friend to listen. And you know what? You don't have to have the answers. Just say, you know, I'm really, really sorry. And my hero, Wayne Smith, said that, you know, people aren't going to remember necessarily what you said. They're just going to know that you were there and that you cared. That you were there and that you cared. And that is so huge. And so don't say, well, I'm not going to call them or text them because I don't know what to say. And man, I really would encourage, especially those people that live by themselves, instead of texting, call them. It's just good to hear another voice and just reach out to somebody. If you get a voicemail, then leave them a voicemail. It's just good to hear somebody's voice and just say, hey, I'm thinking about you. God placed you on my mind today, on my heart. I just want to call and check on you and see how you're doing and let you know I was thinking about you and that I'm praying for you. And then when you hang that phone up, you pray for them right then. Doesn't have to be a 5-minute prayer. It can be a 30-second one. But just pray for somebody. Lift them up to the Lord. And I know it'll bless somebody. But, I mean, you think back to Joseph's life. You know, we get to chapter 50. But in verse 39, remember, after Joseph was sold, he was a slave for Potiphar. And yet the Bible says in chapter 39, verse 2, that the Lord was with Joseph and blessed him greatly as he served. And so Joseph naturally became quite a favorite with Potiphar, and just things were going real well. But then, of course, if you know the story, Potiphar's wife kind of had a thing for Joseph. The Bible tells us that he was a handsome man and attractive, and she kept kind of throwing herself at him, and he kept rejecting that. And then it finally was to the point where Joseph told her in verse 6 of chapter 39, he said, you know, I'm refusing your advances because Potiphar, your husband, has trusted me with everything and held nothing back from me except you. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God. And as we're about ready to wrap up today's program on Hope is Here, I want to ask you, what is it today that you're tempted with that you know is not God honoring in your life? It may not be, or it may be with somebody of the opposite sex. And God does that quite often. Satan does that to keep us from God and not making God-honoring decisions. Okay? But it could be with your credit cards. You know you need to quit ordering things online, but you find yourself just, you keep ordering stuff. And in fact, the UPS person knows you by a first-name basis. And all you can do now is make the minimum payments on your credit card. Or maybe it's an alcohol problem. It just started out as a glass of wine at dinner occasionally. Next thing you knew, it became two glasses. And now you're having three or four glasses each night. You're making sure the whole bottle's drunk. And you know you've got a problem. Or maybe you just one night went to an adult website. You were just surfing and something came up. And you looked at this adult website. And now fast forward a few weeks later and you've got a pornography addiction. What I want to encourage you, whatever it is that you would just say, hey, I need some help, and just tell one person, your pastor, a friend, a family member. If you don't have anybody, schedule a coffee with me, because I promise you, when you get out in the light, what's been in the darkness, it takes away that power that Satan has over you, and there is freedom in that. And with the revealing starts the healing. Say it again, with the revealing starts the healing. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I'm glad you joined us. I really hope that you will talk to somebody if there's an area you're struggling with in temptation. Join us again tomorrow as we continue talking about wisdom from the Word on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.